misread John, and when Peter was saying, you know, if you're going to wash my hands and feet, and Jesus said clean to me, that, no, we already bathed, so we don't need you to do that. So I'm going to go live out the scripture now. So only my feet will be need to be washed.
Yes.
So, 6:30.
We're going to get ready to start.
Can we get some transition music so we know where? The next. Welcome to our Holy Thursday worship. I will go through this now together. We'll start with the greetings of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord.
You satisfy the hungry hearts. We're going to sing the verses number 629. If you want to follow along in your handle, and we're going to sing verses 2, 3, and 5.
Amen. You may be seated. My brothers and sisters, Christ shows us his love by becoming a humble servant. I invite you into this space of silence as we reflect on what God has done for us, humbly coming to us as a man. As we go through this Lamb of God song.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what that Lamb of God did for us. Wash us clean. Take on sin for one who have never sinned for us. So let us draw near to God and confess our sin in the truth of God's Spirit. Together, most merciful God, we at our church confess and offer our spirits Christ, where we have failed of one another. We have a pledge loyalty to him with our lips and then betrayed, deserted, or denied him. Forgive us, we pray. And by your Spirit, make us faithful in every time of trial through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Who is in the position to condemn? Only Jesus Christ. But Christ suffered and died for us, was raised from the dead and ascended on high for us, and continues to intercede for us. Believe the good news. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God.
Amen. Will you pray with me? God of Exodus and resurrection, you have promised to write your law on our hearts. As we hear the reading of your word, teach us your law of love, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, we may show forth the light of Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Hear the first testament reading. It's from Exodus 12, 1 through 14. Hear the word of God. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, this month is to be for you the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share one with their nearest neighbor, having taken into account the number of people there are. You are to determine the amount of lamb needed in accordance with what each person will eat. The animals you choose must be year-old males without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the members of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and top of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. That same night, they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire, along with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. Do not eat the meat raw or boiled in water, but roast it over a fire with the head, legs, and internal organs. Do not leave any of it till morning. If some is left till morning, you must burn it. This is how you are to eat it: with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of both people and animals, and I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. This is a day you are to commemorate. For the generations to come, you shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord, a lasting ordinance. The psalm reading is from Psalm 116, 1 through 2, and 12 through 19. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard me cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vow to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Truly, I am your servant, Lord. I serve you just as my mother did. You have freed me from my chains. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vow to the Lord in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem, praise the Lord. The epistle reading is from 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
The gospel lesson is from John, and we're going to sing first. The gospel lesson is from John chapter 13, the first 17 verses, and then 31 through 35. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, And that was why he said, not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. When he was gone, Jesus said, now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. The word of God for the people of God.
Amen. You may be seated. Let us pray. Gracious God, your anointed one, on the night before he suffered, instituted the sacraments of his body and blood. Mercifully grant that we may receive it thankfully, in remembrance of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who in these holy mysteries gives us a pledge of eternal life. Amen. As we prepare our hearts for the offerings, knowing that God, what God had given for us, given up for us, so we can
sacrificially give from our first fruits, his first fruit to us. So what shall we return to the Lord for all his bounties to me? We ask. With humble and grateful hearts, let us now bring our offerings to God. Be seated. You know, I was just listening through all the gospel, the readings for the night. In the traditional church, we would do all of those readings, the Old Testament, reading from the Psalm, the Epistles, and the Gospel. If you listened carefully through the words, it was all about the Passover. The Old Testament were instructions of what our Jewish brothers and sisters will be going through this coming week. When you sit at their Passover night, Passover will start for them tomorrow at sundown. But they will, if we had a Seder meal, we will go through and hearing those words, those specific instructions that God gave the people that was redeemed or delivered from slavery out of Egypt. We hear the psalmist crying, remembering those times. The word Paul's reminding the people of Corinth what this was all about, reminding them what this take the bread, the instructions that Jesus had given them on that last Thursday night he walked among men. Because they have lost their way. I needed a reminder. And in the gospel reading from John, I was hearing the words, I imagined Jesus sitting there, looking around on each and every face at this table, knowing what's going to happen moments from now. Knowing even though he had spent time almost warning them this is going to happen, he predicted his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. He was telling them these stories. Just before they went to this table, we heard last Sunday how he would instructed them again how to go into town. see this donkey, tell the persons who own it, I need it. If you remember the message last Sunday, I told you that you, when you hear, I need it, God is saying, I need you. I'm imagining he's recalling all those times that he sat with them, teaching them how to heal the sick, as you have seen me done. Bring comfort to the widows, as you have seen me done. Go out two by two, three by three, or whatever numbers I have instructed you. I could imagine these 33 years that he was on and the teaching he did in those last few, just coming back and asking, did they get it? I want, Father, did they get it? Knowing what was going to happen. Can you imagine? Knowing you're going to die. And it's probably, I know it's God and man. Don't forget it's full divinity, divine and full man. But the man side of him said, I still have more time. I still have more things to tell him because they haven't gotten it yet. But I know in a few more days they will. We had the luxury to know the end of the story, knowing that they did. But that night he looked at the table. And he saw us. He saw humanity today. He saw those of us who will deny him. They're out there. He saw the ones who, yes, they got it. I walk with you. And yet at the same time, they will betray him. But by the grace of God, he knows what he's about to do when he's ready to feed them one more time. It wasn't just the meal from the Seder table that was described in Exodus. He knew that it will be his own body, his own blood. Psalm said it's kind of a cup of salvation will be poured out for them. Forever forgiving them and forgiving me and forgiving you of your sins. He knew that by the grace of his Father to whom he's been obedient to, that will be done. So tonight as we go through the great Thanksgiving, which be a little bit different from we have heard it before, it's particularly for this night. I want you to keep those images in your mind as you hear the words, picture them being spoken by Jesus. Go to the table with him, sit at the table. This place now will be transformed to that Last Supper in that upper room. Some of us have stepped our feet in there before, and trust me, it's a holy experience walking into that room. I remember my very first time I stepped in, everything that I was just telling you flooded through my head. And I remember walking through there, those tears just pouring down my cheeks. He was thinking about me that night. He was thinking about me. So my brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. From the earth, you bring forth bread and create the fruits of the vine. You form us in your image, deliver us from captivity, and made covenant to be our sovereign God. You fed us manna in the wilderness and gave us grapes as evidence of the promised land. And so, with your people on earth, and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join the unending hymn. Yes.
Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Yes.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Yes. Holy are you, and blessed is the Son, Jesus Christ. When we turn aside from your way and abuse your gifts, you gave us in him your crowning gift. Emptying himself that our joy might be full. He fed the hungry, healed the sick, ate with the scorned and forgotten, washed his disciples' feet, and gave a holy meal as a pledge of his abiding peace, presence. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. Deliver us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for all of you and for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. All those who have accepted, let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We invite you now to come up. Would the ushers please come and receive the blessings from God's grace through these bread and wine. We do that together. So you're invited to come up. You may spend it, we're not rushing it, spend the time at the altar, make your seat the altar, but take some time to reflect on this night that Jesus Christ has prepared for us. Body and blood of Jesus Christ given for you. Body and blood of Jesus Christ given for you. My friends, wherever you are, take, eat. The blood of Jesus, the bread of Jesus Christ, his body given to you, given for you. Drink the blood of Jesus Christ, given and shed for you. This cup of salvation we speak about is for you. His grace poured out in abundance for you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pour out your spirit on us, Lord. Wash anew your people, Father. May your spirit touch them. May we feel your suffering too, Lord Jesus. May we draw strength from your strength, knowing what lies ahead. Oh God, on this holy, holy night, we stand with you. We stand as if it was this day we're right there in that room with you, the Holy One. Thank you, Jesus, for always being ahead of us. Always being ahead of us. You know, when you will go up to Israel and look down from Kingdom Valley into Jerusalem, you wept, dear Father. You wept because you know what lies ahead. And sometimes I think you're still weeping for see where we are, dear Father. Still so living short of your glory day in. But God, we thank you for this new covenant, this renewal we get through your word and get now validated at the table. Lord, thank you for verifying that your fulfillment has been come to pass. And we get to experience your grace. Day in and day out, Lord God. You slowly got up from that table. Hearing the bickering, who wants to be first and sit at the right hand and left hand, whose authority they want to take over, God, but you got up and showed them once again what you have told them, that you came not to be served. Not to serve, but to be served, forgive me. Show us what it means to be humble servants of the living God. God, we thank you for that moment. We thank you for bending down again and washing us clean, clean by your blood, clean by your blood. Amen.
You gave the sacrifice to yourself. What can we give? Our praise and our service. Let's stand and sing. Oh, how we love you.
Thank you.
Jesus went forth with his disciples across the Kidron Valley, where there was a garden which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew this place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. So Judas, procuring a band of soldiers and some officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, went there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that was to befall him, came forward and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them. When he said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again he asked them, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. So if you seek me, let these men go." This was to fill the word which he had spoken, "I did not lose a single one of those whom you gave me." Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's slave and cut off his right ear. The slave's name was Malchus. Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword into its sheath. Shall I not drink the cup which the Father has given me?"
So the band of soldiers and their captain and the officers of the Judean authorities seized Jesus and bound him. First, they led him to Annas, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. It was Caiaphas who had given counsel to the religious authorities that it was expedient that one man should die for the people.
Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. As this disciple was known to the high priest, he entered the court of the high priest along with Jesus while Peter stood outside the door. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to a woman who guarded the gate and brought Peter in. The woman who guarded the gate said to Peter, "Are you not also one of the man's disciples?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and officers had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing and warming themselves. Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself.
The high priest then questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where all Jewish people come together. I have said nothing secretly. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I said to them. They know what I said." When he had said this, one of the officers standing by struck Jesus with his hand, saying, "Is that how you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken wrongly, bear witness to the wrong. But if I have spoken rightly, why do you strike me? Annas then sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest.
Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. They said to him, "Are you not also one of his disciples?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, a kinsman of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter again denied it, and at once the cock crowed.
The stripping of the table in the tradition of the church is showing the desolation and the abandonment Jesus will face through that long night in Gethsemane and what follows. My friends, go in peace, and may God, who led Israel out of slavery into freedom, and may Jesus, who led us out of death into life, and the Holy Spirit, who leads us out of fear into boldness, abide with you on this holy Thursday night and in the holy day ahead forever. Amen. I invite you to leave in silence. Or you can stay and silently reflect on what happened here tonight. But this concludes our service until we meet again tomorrow. God bless you.